Good morning and good morning, Portuguese delegation, everybody who's following us. On access to health, I'd like to congratulate you for your strategy in terms of access to health for LGBTI. I wonder what the specific measures are for women in disadvantaged groups so they can access health, given the obstacles that they have. I'm thinking of Roma women, migrant women, those with disabilities, people with drug dependence problems. I'd also like to congratulate you on Law 1110 of 2019, which regulates many women's rights prior birth, during pregnancy, the birth itself, postnatal. That's great, but I wonder how these vulnerable groups that I mentioned earlier on, how many of them know of the rights that they're entitled to under that law? Something else I'm concerned about is the mortality rate, maternal mortality rate, which I think is the fourth highest in Europe. And I wonder whether this law is aiming to reduce that maternal mortality rate. Do you have other alternatives to address this rather worrying figure? I know that we discussed this earlier on, but the high number of caesareans, which seem to be practiced in Portugal, I think in some private clinics it goes up to 60%, and there seem to be shortcomings in ensuring free, prior, informed consent on these medical interventions during the birth. So how do you guarantee that? You have these pre-filled in forms, I know, but what about for migrant women? Are they given in the language of the person giving birth, or for women with disabilities? Is it done in an accessible fashion for people with disabilities? How do you guarantee this consent? In addition to that, I do apologize as a speaker, but on access to contraception, congratulations to you, because you have taken many of the recommendations that we made in 2015 on the right to abortion with these five cases that you have. So that's wonderful. Congratulations. But I think there are still administrative barriers in some hospitals to access abortion within the time frame under the law, up to, I think, 10 weeks. What's being done to reduce these problems or obstacles so that all women, particularly those from the disadvantaged group or those who are living on the street, are able to have effective access to abortion? What about the morning after pill? Is that available in hospitals? I think it's €7 in the pharmacies. But what about, again, assistance for poorer women? In 2021, there were 1,490 births of women between 11 and 19. What's being done to reduce these very high rates in that age bracket of almost teenage mothers? On mental health, what are you doing to ensure that mental health is carried out in the community and close to women themselves, so that you avoid institutionalization in psychiatric hospitals? For instance, in Madeira and Azores, do you have mental health services for women on harmful practices? I'd like to know whether you have what I call reconstructive surgery for girls who've undergone FGM. Is this available in Portugal? Is it free of charge? On forced sterilization, you've already answered that this morning, but it does seem that the doctor might decide for an individual, because of given circumstances, that one can have an non-consensual sterilization. You can answer me in writing on the number of non-consented forced sterilization. I'd like to know whether these people have disabilities. Could you give me disaggregated data on those sterilizations? On drug addiction, women seem to have HIV/AIDS in this group seems to be high with women. So what's being done to reduce that prevalence? Thank you.